This wiggles. Can you at the same time? Little. Do you giggle while you're asleep? This kid. Can you brushing your teeth? Giggle. She's the giggliest girl in the world. She lived in Chop Cottage. But one terrible day last summer, you'll never guess what happened. She lost her giggle. Just like that. Gone. She'd woken up giggling, as usual. She giggled her way downstairs, and she woke up fast, giggling. She stopped. That's odd, she thought about. Now, ordinarily, she would have to herself. But not today. Nothing happened. She tried again. Nothing. Oh, dear, she thought miserably, and a litter on her cheek. Mr. Happ is out for him. Hello, little Miggles, he laughed. And how are we so sad today? What's happened? He asked anxiously. You're the happy person known. He paused. Next to myself, of course, he said. I've lost my giggle, she explained miserably. Lost your giggle? He asked in bewilderment. Mr. Happy scratched his head. He said. Well, we'll have to find him, won't we? Little Giggles nodded, but not very hopefully. Come on, he said, and seized her by the hand and took her off to see Mr. Funny. There's no light mistake for a giggle, he said. Oh, you I used to govern a chuckle, even a little Miggles didn't. How are you, Mr. Funny? I'll tell you my very best trick. Made my sleep, added one of very funny. Then Joe and he had finished, both from Miss Happy nearly over they were laughing so much. Giggles. It's no use, she sighed. I'm going miserable for the rest of my life, I knit. Then she thought, and I'll aim, so oh dear me. So, Miss Happy took her to see Mr. Topsy Turvy to ask his advice. Morning, he said cheerfully, and then he caught sight of little Miss Giggles' sad face. Matter the what? He asked. He always spoke back to front. Mr. Happy explained what had happened. Dear, said, that's a great way to see Dr. Makewell. Mr. Happy told the doctor all about Mr. Giggles' left giggle. He said. Put out your tongue. Not you, you silly billy, he said to Mr. Happy. Little Miss Giggles put out her tongue. Looks all right to me, said Dr. Makewell. Open your mouth. Dr. Makewell peered inside. He said again. You're right, not a giggle in sight. I'm sorry, he added, but there's nothing I can do for you. You'll just have to wait for your giggle to come back. Poor little Miss Giggles. Mr. Happy took her home, and even he by this time is not looking his cheerful self. What a sorry sight. Don't you think? Why don't you try to giggle, he said hopefully. Little Miss Giggles opened her mouth. Ha ha ha, she said dolefully. He he he, she said miserably. Ho, 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 added mournfully. Was no use. Use at all. I'm sorry I can't help, said Mr. Happy, as they reached the garden gate of Chuckle Cottage. And, as little Miss Giggles went sadly through her front door, he went home to think. The idea came while he was having breakfast. He rubbed his hands with glee. Tee-hee! He chortled to himself. And later that afternoon, he knocked on the front door of Chuckle Cottage. Who's there? Asked a sad little voice. Me, called out Mr. Happy, I hasn't for you. Little Miss Giggles, looking thoroughly, opened the door. Here you are, said Mr. Happy, and handed her a large box. On top of the box, in letters, it said, one giggle, medium size, this side up, handle with care. Miss Giggles looked at the box in amazement. What is it? She asked. What it says it is, laughed Mr. Happy. You lost your giggle, so I have got you another one. That giggle cost me a lot of money. Little Miss Giggles opened the box. But there's nothing in it, she exclaimed. Of course not, said the Happy. Giggles are invisible. But that's absolutely ridiculous, said Little Miss Giggles. Is it? Chuckled Mr. Happy. Of course it is, she giggled. She giggled. She giggled.